So welcome back then to Thought for the Day 2022. We're looking again at Joshua today. We're looking at verses 6 to 9 of chapter 1. So before we do that, let's commit our time to the Lord. Let's pray. Glorious Father, as we come to you this morning, we ask that you would be pleased to speak into our lives. We pray that we might know something of the wonder of your word, that we might see something of your greatness in it. We pray that you might equip us to be more like the Lord Jesus Christ and to understand him more. And we ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. So then let me read to you Joshua chapter 1 and verses 6 through to 9. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So then yesterday we left Joshua stood at on the cusp of the promised land, having received that glorious promise in Joshua 1 and verse 5. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, if you were Joshua, you would be thrilled to hear that, wouldn't you? Moses' shoes would have been big shoes to fill, and Joshua could now be confident that he would lead with the same authority as Moses, because Moses' God was with him. Of course, God promises us the same wondrous promise in Hebrews, doesn't he? We too can have great confidence as God's people. Hebrews 13 and verses 5 and 6. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? So whatever life throws at us, whether that's external attacks or internal attacks, whatever life throws at us, we can stand up under the pressure because God is with us. Well, that assurance that we left yesterday now feeds into the verses that we look at today, verses 6 to 9. Joshua's confidence is not to be in his own abilities, but in his God. Be strong and courageous is repeated three times in our verses. And the first one is followed by God telling Joshua that through him he would keep his promises of leading the people into the promised land. So be strong and courageous, because I will be with you and I will lead you, and through you I will fulfill this promise. Well, the second, be strong and courageous, is followed by an exhortation to meticulous obedience to in following God's law. Well, the only way that Joshua was going to succeed in all that he did was for him to be totally reliant on God, not wavering, because any wavering would spell failure for him and for the people. Well, at this point, it would be easy to be discouraged, wouldn't it? You know, we as fallen human beings can never meticulously keep God's word. We can never do that. So at this point, it would be easy to be discouraged. But God is asking for the impossible, isn't he? Surely. Well, perhaps not surprising then that after the third, be strong and courageous, it is followed the promise that God would go with him everywhere. So let me put it in these ways. God in effect is saying to Joshua, I will be working through you. You have responsibilities, but don't worry, I will enable you to fulfill those responsibilities. Here then we see that Joshua, whose name is the Lord Saves, we'll see that he is a type of Christ. In other words, he points us to the Joshua or the Jesus who was to come. Now, Joshua isn't the Christ, not the Joshua in here in the book of Joshua, because as we will see, he does not have perfect obedience, but he does show us what the true Christ will be like. The true Christ will lead all of God's people into the promised land. That inheritance that is kept in heaven for all of us. We will be led into that through because of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will be the one who brings us to that promised land. The true Christ will fulfill all of God's promises. The Bible tells us that all of God's promises are yes in Christ. He is the one who brings them to be. He is the one who fulfills them. He is the one who perfectly does what is required of him. And that brings us to the other thing. The true Christ will meticulously keep God's law, because Jesus never did anything wrong, because he always did what the Father asked of him. We can trust him. We can know that he is the one who will see us through. And the true Christ will be able to say that God went with him everywhere. And by everywhere, we mean literally everywhere. He even went with him to the death on the cross, raising him from the dead to ensure our eternity. So here we see that Joshua points us again to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we can today look with confidence to Jesus, knowing that our leader, the Lord Jesus Christ, will not fail. He cannot fail, and he has not failed. So we can be strong and courageous because of Christ. Joshua is asked to be strong and courageous because of all that the God would do in him and through him. And we are asked to be strong and courageous because of all that the Lord Jesus Christ has done and all that he continues to do in us and through us. Now, whatever this day holds, whatever is coming, Jesus will lead us through it and bring us to the place that he has prepared for us. So go out with confidence today to take ground from the evil one as we journey into all that Jesus has won for us. Let's pray. Glorious Father, as we consider this, as we think about Joshua, we think about this man that you raised up to lead your people into the promised land. We thank you, Lord, that he was but a type of the one who is to come. And we thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ will indeed lead us into eternity, into that place that you have prepared for us, the new heavens and the new earth. Lord, we just praise you and thank you that we have one that we can be so confident in. And we thank you, Lord, that our salvation does not depend on ourselves, that our ability to meet God's standards, again, is not about ourselves, but is all about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we give you thanks for these things and ask, Lord, your continued blessing this day, for Jesus' sake. Amen.